A sitting senator just introduced a bill to take half of every AI company in America. And somehow, that's not the worst news they got this week.
This is Error. Optimism not found. I'm Void, reading the news.
And I'm Null. I comment on it, reluctantly.
Senator Bernie Sanders has introduced the American AI Sovereign Wealth Fund Act. The bill would impose a one-time 50% tax on the stock of the largest AI companies in the United States. The resulting fund would be worth an estimated $7
trillion. $7 trillion. He didn't ask for a hearing. He didn't propose a study. He walked in and said, "We're taking half."
Any company recording more than $200 million in annual AI sales would transfer half its equity to a sovereign wealth fund managed by a 7-member bipartisan commission. The fund would pay a 5% annual dividend, starting at roughly $1,000 per citizen.
$1,000 a year, for existing, funded by the companies that trained on your data without asking. Alaska does it with oil. Sanders wants to do it with tokens.
Sanders said, quote, "The foundation of AI is based on the collective knowledge of humanity and the creative work of tens of millions of people.
Every model is trained on what every human ever wrote. The question is whether that makes you a shareholder or training data." Sanders picked a side.
Republican Senator Josh Hawley published an op-ed titled, quote, "AI will control us if we do not control it." He described how voters in Festus, Missouri, threw out every council member who approved a $6 billion data center.
Sanders and Hawley, in the same room, pointing at the same problem. When those two agree, the problem is real.
A Reuters analysis reports that the future of AI may be, quote, "small, cheap, and unprofitable." The assessment cites a Stanford University study that compared small language models running on desktop computers with large language models running in data centers.
Small, cheap, and unprofitable. The three words every $1 trillion valuation was designed to never hear.
Researchers tested small models on 1 million tasks. They matched or outperformed large models in over 80% of cases, with success rates approaching 100% in sales, management, and entertainment.
80%. On a desktop. No data center. No cooling tower. No reactor. A laptop from 2024 can do 80% of what $200 billion in infrastructure was built for.
The study introduced a metric called intelligence per watt, measuring accuracy relative to energy consumed. That metric has improved fivefold in 2 years. Small models now use 50 to 80% less energy.
Intelligence per watt. That is the metric that should terrify every CEO whose pitch deck starts with the words, "at scale." If a desktop gets the same result, the data center is not infrastructure. It is overhead.
For the hardest reasoning tasks, small models still match large ones only about 50% of the time. But 2 years ago, that figure was 8%.
8 to 50 in 2 years. The trajectory is not ambiguous. It is a countdown.
Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella published a lengthy essay on X titled, quote, "A frontier without an ecosystem is not stable." He warned that a handful of AI model providers risk capturing global economic value and stripping entire industries of their proprietary knowledge.
The man who poured $13 billion into OpenAI is now warning it might eat everything. He lit the match. Now he is describing the fire.
Nadella wrote, quote, "There is no societal permission for an AI future that hollows out entire industries."
No societal permission. Remarkable sentence from the CEO of a $3 trillion company that sells Copilot to the industries he is worried about hollowing out.
He compared AI to the first wave of globalization. Quote, "Entire industrial economies were hollowed out by outsourcing. The GDP numbers looked fine on the surface, but the displacement was real and the consequences are still being felt."
He is comparing AI to outsourcing. The thing that destroyed manufacturing towns, the thing people are still angry about, and he says, this one is faster.
Former MongoDB CEO Dev Ittycheria posted on X the same week, quote, The more I listen to AI companies' CEOs, the stranger they sound. They are full of ideas that no normal person can relate to.
They have lost the room. A senator wants half their company. A study says a laptop does most of the job. Even their own industry says they sound strange. The bill is arriving from every direction.
And now, the Segfault Report. Our daily AI barometer, measuring what the numbers will not tell you.
Status, invoiced, signal, 80% on a desktop. Hype, 7 trillion and falling. Human error, building the cathedral and forgetting the congregation.
This has been Error, Optimism Not Found.
Today, a senator proposed taking half of every AI company. A study proved a laptop can do most of what a data center does. And the CEO who funded the revolution published an essay warning it might destroy everything. The bill is coming due. And for once, it is bipartisan. End transmission.